The Survivor Specialist, Phil McKenna, are back, and today we are predicting episode number 6 for Survivor 50. It is bright and early. I got my orange juice. I'm ready to go. This isn't a gimmick. This isn't like a bit. I really am drinking very pulpy orange juice. I think this is the bottom of the
carton. Love a pulpy orange
juice. I'm eating my orange juice right
Good.
Now.
That's There's the so way you should be.
I know. It's getting like stuck in my teeth, so I don't know how much I'll be drinking that while we podcast, but Mike Bloom, unfortunately, could not make it this morning. Hoping to get him on a podcast later. I know if you were looking at this, you probably saw with Mike Bloom. Hopefully we can get him on a podcast later in the season. He had something come up with his family. So you got the next best thing. You got McKenna. You got another New Yorker, right? Who knows Survivor? That's what it's all about. At least we're consistent. And McKenna is making her first appearance on the prop bet game. And we got a bunch of questions. We got a bunch of stuff going on this week. We got this chimney sweep challenge. It does look like actually Mike Bloom was able to figure out most of the tribes. At least that's what I saw yesterday. I had retweeted it. So he was at least able to figure out, I'm sorry, not tribes, teams.
Teams.
Groups. Not tribes. We are merged. I can't wait. I'm driving to Atlanta after this podcast. I can't wait to merge onto the freeway while driving into the woods off to the side, because that's what Survivor essentially does. Why merge when you can go over there and unmerge? So
yeah.
Got a lot to cover here. McKenna, I know you do the podcast anyway. I normally start the episode by being like, how are you feeling about the season, blah, blah, blah. People know if they've been listening to the rewind. So my question for you is, how do you feel about the fact that we're about to get this merge / unmerge / random swap?
Why not just make it a pre-merge swap? But, you know, we'll find out why maybe on Wednesday. It's interesting that I can never talk about Survivor US in the current state. I'm either talking about it in the past or now I'm talking about it in the future. So I can't just do a normal US episode. But I'm excited to talk about what you've got going on for questions this week. I'm standing at a 13 points.
That's terrible.
It's so glad you asked me to join.
What's funny is I have 14 and thought I was doing terrible. You have 13. McKenna, what are you doing? I mean, you have to figure at this point, the only people we're beating are the people who aren't filling in their pool every week, which makes me laugh. So we've been averaging somewhere between like 3,000 and 4,500 on these videos. And then, you know, that doesn't even count what we get over on Spotify, podcasts, all that. If you're listening, if you're watching, just go join. Like, I mean, at this point, you're probably not going to win.
You could easily pass me.
Yeah, just jump on over to Real TV Fantasy. It's 10 questions every week. It's super easy. If it asks you for a credit card, that is an ad. Do not give your credit card information. You don't need to. It's totally free. Play along. Get a couple friends to do it. Do something like that. I mean, we're about to hit the merge. Things should be pretty exciting for the rest of the season. Have a good time with it. The Real TV Fantasy app is super simple, really easy to use. And I'm not being paid to say that. I just love the Real TV Fantasy app. Yeah. It's been working really, really, really well for this game. And it's been a lot of fun. And it's something I can live score. Although this week, I will honestly say to those of you who are used to me live scoring, it ain't happening, because I'm going to be sitting in the Ron Clark Academy and I'm not going to have my phone out to live score every single time. Probably going to have to rewatch the episode on Thursday and then score it at that time. So if you're worried about your scores not coming through, I'm sure I'll be able to walk around and ask some people some questions, but that's where I'm at here. I am not excited for the fact that they're about to split into two different groups or three different groups. I think it's stupid. I think it's silly, but that's what Survivor is at this point, and that's what we're dealing with. And I hope that my questions are at least fun to make the episode at least a little bit more palatable for those who are about to lose their favorites. This is kind of like a gladiator thing. What is it like for those about to die? We salute you. That's kind of how I feel.
Like a full purge where it's like, we at least get tribal councils out of this. I hope.
You wouldn't have rather like people doing chimney sweep and the losing team, like the first team to lose all their people is just completely out of the game. And so you got like people crying and screaming. Yeah, like Sari, God forbid, she's not good at challenges. So like, let's just get her out of the game. Why should she have a chance?
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see how this is going to go, what the whole twist is going to be. I know that a lot of people were assuming triple boot. I know some people have been talking about the potential for a double boot where the last remaining person wins immunity for their entire team, which is something we have seen before. But I feel like, I don't know. I mean, it's a 2-hour episode. I think we're in for a triple boot. 3. Yeah, yeah, that's what I think too. So,
and like, this is new for Survivor. It's never been done or whatever. So
a tribal council unlike any other. I'm curious what that means. Who knows? Maybe it's they all just draw rocks, because why should you be allowed to vote? You should just have your entire game left up. They all have to play whatever it is, the
new card it's game. Rocks game.
Yeah, yeah, they all have to play draw the rocks or whatever it's called. And whoever loses, that's who's out of the game. Sucks. You should have studied up on Jeff's exploding kitten game before you shut up. So what are you thinking in terms of who will be booted this week?
I mean, so it all depends. So John sent me what he perceives from like all the research and everything of these tribe breakdowns. I feel like because Genevieve and Aubrey are going to be on the same group, we're looking at that battle coming to a head here. If they go to tribal council, presumably everyone goes to tribal council. I think Chrissy is in a meh spot in her group. She only has Joe, and she wasn't with Joe to start, question mark, or was she with Joe? No, she wasn't with Joe.
Joe was on the disaster tribe.
Right. And then we have Suri, Coach, Colby, and Dee and Emily, where I think Coach or Colby could be in trouble if they keep that trio voting vote, or the duo of Dee and Suri, and then Dee has Emily with her. So I don't know.
I mean, I think Suri could be in trouble too. I mean, Dee has been, I think that's the disaster spot for Survivor, and here's the reason why. Colby doesn't have a vote. Emily and Dee have played together. So you're probably losing Colby, Coach, or Suri. Now, I didn't take that into account when I was doing my rankings because I didn't see this split. If that is the group of five, which if Bloom is saying it, that's the group of five, which Bloom did point that one out, you have at best a 2-2 split. I don't think Emily and Dee are going to go against each other.
Yeah.
So what you then need to do is you need to convince Coach to vote out Suri. I think Coach would vote out Suri, but we don't know that for sure. You lose Suri, Coach, or Colby here, which you're going to probably do in a triple boot, random bullshit swap. What are we doing? Like, imagine this is the last time we see one of the, like, whoever gets voted out from this tribe. That sucks. And to lose, to have Colby still sitting there without a vote because he lost Tetris Topple, and then was on such good tribes the entire time. Oh. But so as Adam says, Suri has an extra vote. Okay, so that's good. But still,
so we could theoretically lose Emily.
We could lose Emily or Dee too.
But Emily was also with Suri starting.
Yeah.
There could be that relationship there. I know they weren't the closest.
Mary Duda, I'm fine to never see Colby again. And that is a strictly you problem. That is definitely not a me problem. I feel like, okay, so with Suri having the extra vote, that at least helps. So I feel better about Suri. But I just think it's silly that Colby with the Tetris Topple game, losing that, hasn't had his vote back, but hasn't gone to tribal council. And I almost think there should be a reward in Survivor, and maybe Jeff and stuff will change this in the future. If you lose your vote, but then you don't go to a tribal council for X amount of days, you should be allowed to stay. You should allowed to get your vote back. Like, that should be a reward for being good at challenges. Why do you have to go to tribal to vote somebody out? Like, he has not lost yet. Even on the double boot one, he didn't lose. Colby should have more say in this. So I am worried for Colby for sure, but I think that's the disaster tribe. I think the other tribes, yes, you're going to lose somebody and it's going to be annoying. This is the disaster though, because you might lose your final winner, you might lose your biggest female personality on the season, or you might lose one of three legends. That's terrible.
But if it is the theory of one person could win it for the entire tribe to be safe,
Dee
could keep that entire tribe safe. And we just have a two-hour episode because it's 17 people on one beach.
Yeah, please get that toe working right. That's all I'm asking.
No, it's the big toe, which is unfortunate because Chimney Sweep uses the binkies.
No, she's able to like hold her feet in a different way where she just clutches. I'm actually doing the motion with my feet right now. That's how pathetic this is. Like, I'm doing what she would have to do to try to visualize it. I mean, D could win, and that's going to be one of the questions that's coming up, is who's going to be the last person standing. And you know, I don't know if McKenna just spoiled it or not, but we're going to be talking about it. So
the other tribe is of Chrissy, Jonathan, Stephanie, Camilla, Joe.
So say that one again. Chrissy,
Jonathan, Stephanie, Camilla, Joe.
God, Camilla is done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be great for Camilla.
Oh, my God. That sucks. That sucks because I didn't know these tribes. So if you go back and listen to my Power Rankings episode with Caleb, I didn't know what these splits were. So we were just talking. I forget who I actually put it last. I should probably keep track of that so I don't have to ask Peter over at Real TV Fantasy to input my my Power Rankings again, because I always forget to do it, because as McKenna knows, I'm kind of scatterbrained at this point in my life. I had Genevieve at the bottom, Christian, Devins. I did have Camilla at 14, actually, mainly just because I think Camilla is a dangerous strategic threat that you don't really want to let get to the merge, but she's not big enough of a shield to use as protection. But on that tribe,
on her tribe, he's going to cook her.
I mean, you said Joe, Chrissy, Stephanie, who's the fourth?
Jonathan, Camilla.
Joe, Jonathan, and Stephanie are voting together.
And Chrissy and Joe were in an alliance with Coach, but that was mainly through Coach that Chrissy was in that four.
Yeah. I mean, Camilla, though, is... I mean, I know that it's Jonathan, Camilla, and Chrissy all started on the same tribe, but...
Camilla just got blindsided Jonathan. Yeah.
Yep, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, that is a... That's a big deal. And Camilla's not going to win this challenge. If they're doing the tribal councils in order of most exciting to least exciting, least exciting to most exciting, that will be the first tribal council, because I think Camilla is doomed there. And that's a bummer way for Camilla to go, for sure, because Camilla is, you know, playing a solid game. And I think she's finally having a little bit of fun with it. That's just a bad swap. And again, I wish they would just call it a swap.
Yeah. I would feel better about whoever goes here if they just get swap screwed, not like demerged.
Yeah. I don't want to hear, oh, that was such a dangerous merge for the people who got split into three different tribes. Like, and maybe it'll be different. Maybe all three tribes will go against each other and all three tribes will go back to camp together and try to politic, because that's what a merge would be. But to me, this is just 17 people run one thing together to get two people to go to Exile Island, and then the other 15 just split into different tribes. Like, I don't know why we're calling it a merge. I don't know why Jeff is like reinventing the language. Nowhere in the, I say this every season now, nowhere in the world does merge mean come together to go apart. That is not what merging means. You don't merge into traffic by leaving the highway. That's not merging into traffic.
Colby hurt his foot too.
Yeah, he's not going to do well in this
professional
challenge. He's probably one of the first people out of this challenge. I hope that doesn't mean anything more. I hope that just is about the challenge. But what does that mean? The
Christian,
other tribe?
You said it was Christian, Aubrey, Devins, Genevieve, Aubrey, Tiffany.
So Tiffany and Aubrey together. Genevieve
is toast. Because Christian sent Aubrey the idol. Christian's working with Devins. Tiffany's working with Aubrey. Genevieve is toast.
Hold on. Let's get the big brain on Christian here. Could Christian
vote out Aubrey for the idol?
Get the boomerang idol. Convince Aubrey, don't play this. I'm good with you. Let's just vote out Genevieve. Essentially pull a Victoria. Vote out Aubrey. Take that boomerang idol going into the merge.
He's going that kind of arc this season. Is he's not trying to like help Aubrey out. You're right.
That would be incredible.
Rizzo and Ozzy on Exile.
Yeah, which Will had figured out last week because they weren't standing in the lineup. I just feel like Devins and Christian could easily work with Genevieve. And if Christian wants that idol, and if he talks to Devins about it and Devins and him have that conversation of what should we do, would you rather work with a person who has an idol, or would you rather be the person who has the idol? I'd rather be the person who has the idol. Tiff and Aubrey are going to vote together, though. Yes. This is actually a really bad swap for Aubrey. I think Genevieve probably does go home here, but this is a bad swap for Aubrey because there's enough convincing that can be done to make Aubrey feel safe enough to not play the idol. And this is probably the only swap that happens where that's the case. because she knows she's not got Genevieve, but she knows she has Tiff. She feels like she has Christian. So she's coming into this thinking she has three votes easily.
Minimum. Yeah.
A minimum, especially if Christian says, hey, I gave you that idol.
And I found it with Devins.
Now Aubrey might be saying, I don't need to play this. Then it just comes down to, will she play it no matter what? This is actually a really, 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 really bad swap for Aubrey if Christian wants to get that idol for himself. I mean, Mary Duda says Rick and Christian aren't going to side with Genevieve. Come on, Phil. You also don't like Colby. But no, when I look at that, I mean, I normally would say no. I agree with that statement in general.
Just the way the boomerang idol works this season. Yeah.
Yeah. I that's what I feel like is the thing, is the case there. Christian could want to do that. And then Mary Duda says more chance the girls go against Rick and Christian. Genevieve and Aubrey are just never
working together.
If they end up working together in the story this whole time has been how much they're butting heads. I don't know why the editors gave us some content about that. So
yeah, for sure.
All right. So those are the splits. All right, let's get into these questions and start ripping through. So we're going to start off with who will have their mouth blurred.
Yeah, I saw episode one and I've been putting it ever since. Rick Devins is going to be my pick. I figure like Stephanie is also a strong choice for this, but I actually saw, you know, I visualized Rick. So I'm like, if he did it once, he can do it again. So I'm going with Rick Devins.
I'm going to go with Rizzo on this one. I think Rizzo's had a little bit of a potty mouth this season. He curses. He's got that New Yorker thing going on. And I feel like Rizzo is a good choice for this one because he is getting sent over to exile, it looks like. And I could see him having a big reaction to finding that out and not being able to protect the people that maybe he wants to protect. Or he gets over there and him and Ozzy are talking and they have that mouth blur. Devins is a great choice. Devins curses a lot. Good for Devins for being able to be a TV personality who knows how to turn it on and off.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Rizzo for mouth blur.
Yeah, strong choice.
Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
All right. So then the next one, other than the people who have idols, meaning Aubrey, Rizzo, and Ozzy. So you can't put Aubrey, you can't put Rizzo, you can't put Ozzy. This is a caveat to last week's question. Who will say idol?
I feel like there are a few very strong choices here because of the way the idols work this season. I put Genevieve coming up to Rizzo being like, hey, how about that idol I sent you? And once they reconnect again, they can talk about it because he's already kind of thinks that Genevieve could have sent him the idol. So I think they'll have that conversation to confirm it.
Yeah, I also have Genevieve for this one. I think she's an easy answer, being the fact, too, that she could – I think we're going to get a confessional of her saying, and both the people I gave the Billie Eilish boomerang idol to are on Exile Island. Like, I feel like Genevieve is absolutely going to be saying idol in this episode. This might be a layup, but hey, maybe Genevieve's story is just Aubrey, Aubrey, Aubrey.
Too. I mean, because Christian is probably going to say it to Aubrey, so.
That's a good point. That is a good point. I feel like Genevieve is the safe one, though.
Yes, Genevieve, for sure.
It's like when I do the who's going to be in water, you pick Jonathan or Ozzy. That's what you
so. Not that there was a promo pic of Jonathan diving in
the water. Come out until after I do the questions. That's been the hardest thing about this game, yeah. And that's why I try not to put the questions up until Monday a lot of the time. But then people are asking over on Real TV Fantasy, how do we get in? How do we get in? Where are the questions? What's going on? I try to put them out not till Monday because the promo photos come out and it changes up what I want to do, or another promo will come out on CBS and it changes up what I want to do. But then once I put the questions out, I can't change them because people have already answered and I'm not going to be that guy. So good for you if you're able to do freebies. I don't go and change my answers after the fact. So I just keep them at what they are. So I could have a couple extra points here, but I still wouldn't be winning. The leader right now has 27.
Insane.
27. They're going better than 50%. We're five episodes in. There have been 50 questions. There's about six or seven questions you could not actually get the answer correct. And they still have 27 points.
There were a few that John was like, it was in the next time on Survivor. Didn't you notice? And I was like, doesn't count. No.
That doesn't count either. So I will say that somebody had asked me that question. Anything that is shown in the previously on or in next time on Survivor does not count. I'm talking about the episode that takes place in between those two moments. Because there's a couple things last week where it was like, oh, look, Rizzo cursed. No, that's in the
preview. Well, it was for like episode. So the preview for episode six, there was something that happened for this episode.
Yeah. I mean, John, I mean, you know, John's like Blake. The two of them just chat with each other on Spoiled Survivor back and forth. That's all they do. And then they call me and they're like, you know, it'd be crazy if this happened. I'm like, what would give you such an idea? Just kidding, guys. Our people aren't spoiled. And if they are, they all get their pay cut, which isn't anything anyway. All right, here we are. So
let's keep it going.
Yeah. Who will last the longest in the immunity challenge? So we know it's chimney sweep. That's the one where you got your arms on the side, your feet on the small pegs, Rupert's little pinky toe wiggling in Heroes versus Villains. This is the one where you're going to keep dropping down to smaller and smaller ones. Who do you think is going to last the longest?
I mean, I did spoil it right off the bat. I put D here. I think there's no question who is going to last the longest. If Ozzy was here, then, you know, maybe I would have gone his way for this, but without him, I think D has it. I was going to say handily, but footily.
Look at you on a Tuesday morning, McKenna.
9:30.
Oh God. And I will tell you, I have a 9.5 hour drive ahead of me. That was the worst part of my day.
Hey, I'm here to just make your life miserable, Phil.
I'm going to go against the grain with this one. I think D is the easy answer. But when Caleb and I were talking on Sunday, I decided I want to go with Stephanie for this. Okay. And I feel like Stephanie is so unbelievably competitive. And Panda Pizza, it's going to be D. I agree. Guardy, D. I think it is going to be D. But here's my thing. Stephanie has been training so hard for Survivor. She's so, so competitive. I know she hasn't been great at challenges, like at least in terms of winning percentage. However, that first challenge she did great, right? When she actually had to go head to head against Savannah and Camilla. And Savannah had just won how many challenges on her season? And this was a challenge that she won on her season. I feel like Stephanie has the body type for this. She has the endurance for this. And I also feel like just like Stephanie in general is somebody who is mentally tough and kind of at that point in their life where it's like, I want to prove something. Mm-hmm. And I could see this coming down to Stephanie versus D, and both have already won immunity. And then you turn around and you say, okay, you know, do you really need to stay up here? Almost like Chase versus Jane back in Nicaragua, and Stephanie just gets the win. Although Stephanie, you're not nearly as crazy as Jane was on that season. But here's the other thing that I think is important about this. What if there is really no reward for the team that lasts the longest. Think about who's on D's team. Okay. Emily, not going to last very long in this. Coach, not going to last very long in this. Although he did last long in token chains, but he needs to have back spasms to do a good job in this challenge. Colby, injured foot, so not going to last long in this. And Sari, we've seen her do this challenge before, not going to last long in this. Mm-hmm. So I feel like D could end up winning for her team early.
Yeah.
And then dropping.
Mm.
And Stephanie could actually be on a more competitive team.
Right.
Meaning that she's going to last the longest. So I'm going to go with Stephanie.
That's a good way to think about that. And also in Guatemala, the final immunity challenge, it wasn't technically chimney sweep. It was called wobbly boots. But
it was a different challenge.
It is a different challenge, but it's like, it's similar. You have the, to hold the ropes, you're on like a wobbly platform, which is different, but it's still that endurance challenge of trying to hold up your body weight. So I think she could be pretty good at chimney sweep and might last longer. And you're right. I think with the tribe breakdowns, if there isn't a reward or anything, you could see D just dropping pretty soon.
Yeah. I know. And if there is something for the tribe overall, you're going to go get hot dogs and get to watch the tribal councils. D could last a longer time. But if there isn't, like, read Stephanie's team again, because you have it in front of you. I don't have it.
Stephanie's team is Chrissy, Jonathan, Stephanie, Camilla, Joe.
And I think Joe and Jonathan, didn't Jonathan do this challenge on his season? I think that was the one where he was just head to head with Lindsay, maybe.
No, but he was on the triangle platform with Lindsay. He could have still been in.
Joe and Jonathan, I could see doing well at this and lasting long enough, but ultimately they're so big that I feel like they'll finally fall and Stephanie will win. So
Edge of Extinction, then 44 was not on 42.
Okay. Okay. But either way, this is who I'm going with. I'm going with Stephanie, mm-hmm. and that is my choice for who will last the longest in the immunity challenge. Okay, now this next one, I'm giving you all something here. It's not about who will win. Who will be one of the final six players left in the immunity challenge? Now, I guess I shouldn't do this. I should have done this backwards, but I can't change it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. If you want to pick the same person for this, pick the same person for this. But if you want to play it a little bit safer, play it a little bit safer. And now you can spread your wealth a little bit. Mm-hmm. So who will be one of the final six players left in the immunity challenge?
Well, I am not playing it safe. I am picking someone different from my last longest.
So you are playing it safe.
Well, oh,
because you're hedging your bets. Yeah. This is where I'm picking.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because I feel like I'm hedging my bets a little bit here.
Got it. Well, I'm picking Coach, so I'm really not. I don't think playing it safe with that pick. I wanted to pick it for the meme of it all. And we'll see if he lasts long now that he's a bit older. He has talked about his back. He just had a bunch of cramps. So I would love to see him last to the final six to prove that he is this warrior, but we'll see if it actually happens.
Yeah, this is where I'll go with D, because like I said, I feel like if there is no reward, she'll still last a long time. I think she probably wins. But, you know, this is one where if you want to pick the same person for who will last longest and then who will be one of the final six, go for it. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to do that. But if that person doesn't make it to final six, then you lose both. So I'd rather put two different names that I think will last a long time. And, you know, there's always a chance that D gets a cramp. I mean, that's a big toe. You never know. I mean, sometimes you just get a cramp and you go down. I think she's probably a safe bet. That's why I'm going with her. But do you think we'll get a guttural scream from Coach in this challenge?
I hope so. Because it's a triple tribal council, maybe. And so he's like, I don't want to go. So I would love if he's one of the six up there, just because the martyr approach is such a huge episode. Plus they showed it for the road to 50. So it would be a good full circle moment for Coach.
Just a nice reminder. I agree. All right. So then the next one, this is still going with the immunity challenge. Look, I don't have much to go off of other than this. So this is what we're doing. Who will be the first person out of the immunity challenge?
I mean, we've talked about a few here, but Suri, unfortunately, is my pick here for first out of the immunity challenge. This just, we know she's not great at challenges, but this really doesn't play into her skill sets. If there was some sort of puzzle, then I don't think she would be first out. But I think with straight up endurance like this, Suri's not going to last long.
So here's something I want to say as well. Rizzo and Ozzy, if they go to exile, don't count for this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're supposed to play and can't get up there, in the case of Colby, I guess you don't count either because you're not technically the first person out. You're not participating in the challenge.
If he gets up there and immediately drop, like if the challenge starts and he drops.
But he has to at least get up there. If you don't get up there,
the challenge has to start. Yeah.
If you start off as Missy Payne and you're just sitting on the bench, that doesn't count as being the first one out. Still, I'm going with Colby. I think the foot thing, they put that in there last week for a reason.
I forgot about the foot.
Yeah, and I think that them mentioning that and then seeing Chimney sweep, and Colby did do this in Heroes versus Villains and wasn't very good at it. He lost his
It was against Jerry.
Yeah, he lost to Jerry. And he didn't last that long.
No, I mean, yeah, it was just against the matchup. So, yeah, it wasn't super long, but he wasn't the worst at it.
He was one of the first people out there. Anyway, I'm going with Colby for this.
I mean, yeah, smart.
Thank you. All right. Who will be, this was a nice, fun, random one last week, and I enjoy this. Who will be the last person shown getting up to vote at the final tribal council of the episode?
So the way I was thinking about this was which tribe is going to last the longest overall, which I thought it would be D's tribe. And I put Colby here for last up to vote. It's a shot in the dark. I'm not exactly sure, but I think they'll be voting last and he's going to want Colby last to vote.
Camilla got this last week.
Oh, wait, Colby's not voting, but he still.
Oh, yeah. Colby still has to go up, though.
He still has to go up. Yeah. So that still counts.
It still counts. I love that McKenna just like crap his pants on live TV. He's not voting. No.
Yeah. He's definitely not going to be last up to vote because he's going to be in the middle being like, up, can't vote, and go sit down. But I made my pick already.
I like that you're staying committed to the bit here. I'm going with Aubrey on this one.
Okay.
I have no idea why. I think that tribal council between her and Genevieve will be the last one shown.
Mm.
And I feel like...
Do they want to go in order of placement?
I don't know. I mean, it could be that they go in order of placement, but if it's not... So this will be the key. If you are the last one, do you make the jury phase? Is this that type of thing where the first two don't make the jury, the last one does? Because then they have to show it in order. If that's not the case, they're going to show this in whatever order they want that makes the most drama.
Mm-hmm.
And Genevieve versus Aubrey simply makes the more drama than Camilla going home. If that is Camilla going home, there's going to be a lot of drama over on the Suri coach, Colby, Emily D team for sure, especially with Colby not having a vote. But I think this has been what the story has been for so long. So I think this will be the last tribal of the night. And I'm going to go with Aubrey.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong. But I know you're wrong because you picked Colby.
This is why I have 13 points.
This is why I have 14 because I'm not thinking too much harder about it. Who will be the first person Jeff asks a question at the first tribal council?
I think the Jonathan Chrissy tribe is going to go first. I was weighing between those two because Jeff loves Jonathan. So, and he was just blindsided last tribal council, so he could play into that. And then Chrissy hasn't been to a tribal council, so he could ask her about that. But ultimately, I think I'm going to go with Jonathan here.
I like that. And I like the thing of Chrissy because Colby, Stephanie, Jenna have kind of been where he's gone first when these challenges have happened. When these tribals have happened for these people going for the first time and everything like that. But I'm going to go with Joe, right? Because he's on that team as well. And I feel like Jeff loves going to Joe, and I could see him being like, Joe, you came to the first couple. You haven't been in a while. you know, how does it feel to be back, especially with a new team and all of that? And I feel like Joe will give a good answer to that. And that's what Jeff's going to be looking to highlight. And that's what the show's going to be looking to highlight. So I am going to say Joe for this one, but I think it's one of the five people there. I think that that's the first trial.
Yeah.
I finished my meal.
There you go.
Get it. But I feel like it's I feel like it's going to be that tribe. And this is, again, why I don't think the order is going to be based around how they finish, unless the last team gets to make the jury, then they have to do it in that order.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, we looked at it. This is a terrible breakout for Camilla. If Camilla doesn't win this challenge, Camilla's probably going home. That sucks. I mean, and that's going to be very obvious. And Camilla going is going to have less of an impact on the audience than Genevieve or Colby, Suri, Devins, Christian, Aubrey.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. Coach D, Emily. Like, I like Camilla a lot. Camilla does not compare to those 10.
Yeah. I really like Camilla too, and I wish she was going to more tribal councils, oddly enough, because then we would have been able to see more of her game and more of her play this season, because I think she had a lot of game left in her for 50, but just the way she was winning, which is great because it keeps you safe, but it doesn't always lend itself to show off your gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the biggest problem, right? When you get these what do you call it, returning player seasons, and then you get somebody who's known as a strategist but doesn't get to go to tribals, really. What do they get to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what do they get to do? So I think that's a bummer for Camilla. And last week was fun because Camilla went and Camilla did a lot. You know? So question number six, who will say the episode title? We know the episode title is The Blood Moon because it has been stated nonstop throughout the entire week. Who knows what that actually means, but it's going to be called The Blood Moon. So who are you going with, McKenna?
You know, who knows what that means? Coach knows what that means. Feels like a bit of a coach saying here that he could speak some wisdom and then be like, it's going to be a blood moon here.
I mean, look, guys. I've been trying to fight against Destiny for a long time here. I think Christian has every episode title except for one at this point. I think he has literally four of the five or three of the five, at least three in a row.
Wow.
I'm going with Christian. Like, I'm not going to fight it anymore. And like, if Jeff says there's going to be a blood moon, I can see Christian doing it. This is going to be a crazy tribal council. I don't know what's going to happen. And there's a blood moon. Oh no. Dun, 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 cut to commercial. Get ready. Coming back, going to tribal. Like, yeah. I just feel like this is so set up to be a Christian line of dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, definitely those are the two that you're going back and forth on for an episode title, because they say the most outlandish things, I guess, that would be caught for an episode title. But I wanted to, it felt more coachy to me.
So now you obviously, like, you've been watching the season just as much as everybody else. Christian getting a big edit. Edit's been a big conversation this week. Christian getting the episode title. Are you over Christian? Or are you still in on Christian?
I'm still in on Christian. I will be in on Christian until he's out himself. I think he's a great character, has a great mind for the game, but also he doesn't let the strategy or the social or the character overplay each other. And I think he's just a, like, well-balanced person on the season where nothing really outshines the other.
Yeah. I feel like it's funny how the community goes from can't wait for Christian's the best, so happy he's there, to now I'm over Christian because he's had too much screen time. And I was arguing with Jake O'Kane, love you Jake, but he was saying, do we really need Christian poop in his pants? Wouldn't you rather see other stuff? Honestly, no. Like, I'd rather see Christian poop his pants. Like, I feel like getting a little levity and a little humor into the episodes is worthwhile a lot more often than not. So I'm okay with it. And I think Christian's been very entertaining. I do think he's playing it up a little too much for the cameras. And I think that's coming across. But overall, like, I'm enjoying Christian. Like, and I feel like people have kind of turned on Christian to turn on Christian in some ways.
Yeah, I think he's great. I think he's great for the show. But I'd say, like, my favorite out of, you know, that archetype, I'd choose Rizzo.
Okay. You would take Rizzo over Christian. I think that's crazy, but interesting.
You said he was going to replace Jeff Probst.
I did, but still.
Yeah, I've been loving Rizzo a lot. So since 49, I think everybody has turned around on Rizzo, and I think he's top tier in a lot of Survivor, in my opinion.
I mean, he's in top tier in his opinion too. He wants to be on the Rushmore.
Great. I mean, I don't know if he makes that, but
I don't know if that's possible there, Rizzo. You'd have to win. You'd have to win. You can't just go lose at Fire. You got to win.
I don't know. Maybe if he wins 50, but
I still know. Still no. All right. We got two questions left. Who will have the most confessionals this week?
Well, that would be RIZGOD, Rizgod, baby.
He's not going to tribal. He's like one of two people not going.
You know, I feel like he could get a bunch early on. I don't know. I did these late at like 1 a.m. last night because I was told at like 10:30. So I was like, all right, let's put Rizzo here. I think, you know, he's a favorite to just go to for certain things. And out of the two, I think you're hearing more from Rizzo on Exile than you are from Ozzy on Exile.
Yeah, don't tell that to Q and Coach.
So, yes, he's not going to Tribal Council. Oversight on my part, but you called me as a backup for predictions.
Hey, I mean, look, I need somebody to do worse than me, so this is perfect. I'm going with Aubrey on this one. I'm really leaning into this Aubrey versus Genevieve thing being the story of this episode at the end of the day. And I think that Aubrey's going to get a lot of confessionals at the merge where she's going to be like, finally, people who I can play with. She's going to get a lot of confessionals about being happy to be teamed up with Tiffany, feeling like she's good with Christian. She's going to get probably a lot of confessionals about being with Devins. I mean, we forget that her and Devins, they don't actually make a vote together, but they sat on Edge of Extinction for a long time together in the early portion of that season. And so she knows Devins pretty well. I don't know if she likes Devins. I don't know if she dislikes Devins, but she knows Devins pretty well. And then she has Genevieve, who's just rubbing her the wrong way. And then there's Genevieve. Mm-hmm. And like Aubrey's going to have that like meh, meh confessional about Genevieve. I think this is going to be a massive Aubrey episode.
Yeah.
Whether she goes home or survives. I mean, remember in Edge of Extinction, with her going home episode, the whole story was told from her point of view. I think that Aubrey is going to get a massive edit this week. And I think the biggest of the week. So I'm going to go with Aubrey.
Yeah, that's a great pick if you decide you want to go with someone who's going to Tribal Council.
Yeah, thank you. And then the last one. And this one might not hit this week, but I'm putting it in anyway because it's been the conversation topic. Who will have zero confessionals this week? And I want to throw this one in just because it's like, look, there's been a lot of talk around why hasn't Tiff gotten more? Why hasn't Chrissy gotten more? Why hasn't Genevieve gotten more? She had 17 already. Why, you know, people are really going in on the edit. They're really going in on the confessional. So I want to throw in, who do you think will get zero this week? Even though I personally don't think anyone is going to this week.
I know. I was having a really tough time trying to do this because it's Tribes of Five. You're probably going to hear from a lot of people. You throw a few confessionals at Rizzo and Ozzy early on, and then everybody has a story to tell on each tribe. So I have no idea who is going to get zero. My initial thoughts were Chrissy or Joe, but if Camilla's going home, Joe's obviously getting confessionals. I just don't think Chrissy plays an integral part into that tribe. So unfortunately, I think I have to go Chrissy here.
Joe and Camilla are on the same team.
Yeah, it's Joe, Camilla, Stephanie, Jonathan, Chrissy.
I think I blew past that early on when I said that's a terrible split for Camilla. I think that a lot of people would be like, well, Joe and Camilla played 48 together. I think that's why this is even worse for Camilla.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Joe knows that he can't beat Camilla and he couldn't beat Kyle. There's no way. I'm going to go with Ozzy for this because Ozzy and Rizzo are both going to Exile, or so we're being told. Mm-hmm. Unless Exile has a big portion of the game, which if there's three tribals, immunity challenge, a merge, plus we have to get whatever the coming back from the vote is. And I think that'll be focused more on Charlie being blindsided because that was a bigger deal than Angelina going home unanimously. So Ozzy, I could see getting overshadowed because he's just not going to be part of the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question becomes, Rizzo and Ozzy go to Exile. Could they potentially save somebody or get some sort of advantage to protect somebody in like a safety without power kind of way? Maybe then we hear from them. But if they're just going to Exile, just be removed. I don't think we hear from Ozzy this week. But I think we're going to hear from everyone.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. I think everybody's going to have a confessional for sure. This
we episode. Know Tiff is.
Yes, it's in the preview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go with Ozzy, though. I almost went with Rizzo just because you said he was going to have the most, just to kind of say, McKenna, what the hell do you know?
He's definitely not having the most. I think of it as like one question at a time and not like in the episode as a whole, which is definitely why I'm tied for what place is this? So 123rd.
Nice. I'm tied for 87th with one more point than you. So there's a lot of people tied.
Out of 320.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who probably did this 1 week and then were like, I'm never listening to the specialists again. Screw these guys. All right. So those are the questions. Parting thoughts before we wrap this one up. How are you? Hyro, are these rumors or are these spoilers? This is for Australian Survivor. I love Hyro, but every now and then it'll be like, here's a rumor that I'm seeing. It's like, is it a rumor or is it a spoiler?
I would like to not know if there's a rock draw coming up. Yeah,
exactly. Why are we seeing that there could be a rock draw? Is that a rumor or a spoiler? And by the way, that's for Australian Survivor. For anybody keeping track, don't worry. That's not happening here. If there's a final eight rock draw on Survivor 50, Hyro, I have to block you. So anyway, What are your final parting thoughts as we get ready for this episode?
I'm not ready for them to be merged. I honestly, I like the tribal portion of the game, and I think they need to get a few more tribal boots under their belt as like separate actual tribes, because they could still do this exact twist in the tribal phase, have two groups go to tribal council, Ozzy and Rizzo join one each, and then they're, you know, at 15 and can do another double boot, and then they're there at a merge for 13. Mm-hmm. So I think it should have maybe gone that way, but I'm excited to see some of the dynamics of the people who haven't met each other yet, who know each other, and to see that this full group talking. I know this was something that we were talking with AU that we wanted it to basically start at Emerge and not do the tribal phase because there were so few of them, and you want to see your favorites talk to each other. So with being a larger merge, we won't necessarily have that thought because they are going to all be talking to each other because of the merge.
Yeah, I am excited to see them all interact. I think that's great. It was funny. I'm rewatching Second Chance for Patreon, and I just got to the Varner boot where Varner and Wu are going head to head, and they're like talking about, well, we might merge, and Wu's like, we're not merging anytime soon, mind you. This is the final 17 boot of that season. And it just makes me laugh to watch that in parallel with this season where at final 17, they're merging. That really made me laugh because of how confident Wu was. It's not happening anytime soon. Here we are. But I am excited to see these players interact. I think that's what Survivor's all about. Anytime they do a returning player season, I would almost be okay with a day zero kind of situation like Palau, where they all just walk out there. They're all hanging out. I think that Survivor has to pick the tribes, because I think if you let them do schoolyard picks, then preseason alliances come way too much into effect there. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see them just all interact, because I think they're all like, that's what it's all about. That's what Survivor is. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm going to lose these people, let me at least get, you know, these people meeting each other and talking to each other. Christian's got the Brochachos going again. He's talking to Jonathan and Colby. Like, let me see those types of interactions happen, because that's what it's all about. I mean, we talk about all the time coming into this season, Colby and Coach were on the same season. Unless you watched Colby's Ponderosa, they didn't play against each other. Like, they went head to head. They weren't talking on the beach. Coach was gone before the merge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm into it enough, but I agree with Guardy. Merging and demerging is kind of stupid. It's not kind of stupid. It's stupid. It's dumb. Yeah. It's a stupid twist. It's awful. And I wish they would stop doing it, but we got to make the most of it. We got to enjoy mm-hmm. ourselves, and we got to hope that this is like,
at least it's right off the bat. And it's like, still, we're in the tribal phase, like, mindset still at least. And it's not like three boots into the merge.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we're going to demerge now.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed with that. Even though they'll probably split the teams later anyway.
They'll probably do it for like two or three rounds.
Yeah, this is what they do. I don't know. Just let them merge and have big votes. Imagine a 17-person tribal. That'd be amazing.
That'd be crazy.
There'd be so much going on.
We could pass the number of votes nullified by an idol or an advantage in that
council. But it also is like, you know, Jeff has in his mind that you're better at Survivor if you can survive the chaos and like the luck. You're better at Survivor if you can manage to get the 17 vote tribal to not go your way. Like, that's just a fact. And
yeah,
I think that gets lost. I'd rather see people have to navigate it and really work a room than, oh, I rolled dice. Like, are you, I don't know.
It's silly. Yeah. To be able to get 16 or 15 other people or whatever it is on your side to do a vote, like, and then organizing a split or, you know, something mm-hmm. like that, that would be absolutely insane and almost more impressive than navigating a final six or something like that. Agreed. To try and get your move past there, because that's a lot of cats to herd.
Agreed. Well, all right, well, that's gonna wrap this one up. So like the video, subscribe to the channel. Tomorrow night after the episode, it'll be Blake and Will at 10 p.m. Thursday night, I'll be live at 7:30. I think I have Bryce. I think I have to check with him again and make sure. But I think Bryce, myself, and Blake should be live at 7:30 on Thursday. McKenna, you got Rewind on Friday. And tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Thursday, you're doing Australian Survivor with John?
Thursday at noon Eastern, we are doing Australian Survivor. I kicked Phil out.
I know McKenna thought she escaped me this week. And then I was like 10:30 at night. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Yeah, because I cannot make Australian Survivor work this week. I should be good for next week. But yeah, we're just chugging along. This Sunday, it'll just be Blake and I because it's Easter Sunday. So we'll be doing the predictions of Power Rankings 10 a.m. on Sunday. So mm-hmm. in case Blake or Will forget to introduce that tomorrow, that's what's happening on Sunday.
Sounds good.
All right, become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. We're into Worlds Apart for Every Season Matters and a bunch of other fun stuff going on over there. So make sure you guys check that out. Otherwise, I'll see y'all on Thursday, but make sure you listen to Blake and Will tomorrow night. Talk about the episode that I wish I was talking about, because I'm sure I'd have some pretty good rants. So hopefully Blake is able to do enough.
Well, you have your after show, so become his after show.
That might be a longer after show too, because I'll actually be talking about the episode for the first time. So mm-hmm. that's it, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.